السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. This is Yasser Qadhi on behalf of Muslim Matters. For further interesting Islamic podcasts, please log on to our website www.muslimmatters.org. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Alhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. We've talked about previously here the importance of change in our lives and how a person needs to strive and come to the realization that I have to do whatever is within my potential and I have to do whatever I'm capable of doing in an effort to inshallah get better. We also talked about the importance of the social aspect of Islam and correcting the environment around us and how that facilitates good deeds and how it makes it easier to live a life that is pleasing to Allah. But then also one thing I wanted to talk about that ties into that is the condition of the ummah today, the collective condition. We've talked a lot about the individual condition of Muslims today in relation to our deeds and our amal and our belief and our relationship with Allah, our spending and praying and reciting. But the collective condition of the Muslims today and the overall condition of the ummah, as we call it, that what is going on with the ummah, what is their position and their status in today's world, and what is their spiritual condition, their financial circumstances, their political situation that they're facing today. And when we reflect on it, when we look at it, the first thing is that we are very, very concerned about what we see. None of us are satisfied with what we see in regards to the collective condition of Muslims today, the condition of the Muslim Ummah. And it concerns all of us. How can we better this? How can we improve the condition of the Ummah? And we all have theories in regards to this. Everyone will have a different theory. If we went around the room, we'd get 100 different ideas of what we need to do and how we can fix the Ummah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this in the Qur'an. And He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. And what's interesting here, Allah is not talking about the individuals. He's speaking about a group of people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. That Allah does not change the condition of a people. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until they decide to change themselves. Allah does not change the condition of a people unless they decide they want to change themselves. That they have to decide to begin to live a life more devoted and dedicated to Allah. Like Allah says in the Qur'an, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We might have different passions or hobbies or skills or talents, but at the end of the day, the purpose of our existence, the core of our existence on this planet is to serve Allah. That's it. Allah has summarized our existence itself in the Qur'an by saying, I have created all of humanity only to serve Me, worship Me, and be devoted and dedicated to Me. That is your sole purpose in life. And that's why if we take it down to the most simple level, if a person lives this life, doesn't accomplish any great feats of education, doesn't amass any wealth, doesn't become very popular, he doesn't have anything that we equate with worldly success. He doesn't have an ounce of any of that. But if he was devoted and dedicated to Allah, then he is 100% fully successful. His deficiencies or his shortcomings in a worldly aspect will have no bearing on his success in the hereafter. Likewise, if a person accomplishes all the success of this world, but he has no relationship with God, he has no relationship with Allah, he did not serve Allah, he did not devote himself and his heart and his body and his mind to Allah, then there's no doubt about his failure as well. So this is what Allah, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ. Allah said, I created you to serve Me. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. I didn't ask you to feed Me. I didn't ask you for sustenance. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ. I am the one who sustains. I didn't tell you that I needed you to go out and earn this much money and make this much food and bring me back this much. All I wanted from you, I created you, I gave you everything. Shaykh was mentioning one time before here how one of the great scholars of Islam, he said that human beings, we have been created for the service of Allah, to serve Allah, and everything around us in this world, everything in existence has been created to serve humanity. And look, we benefit from everything around us. All the natural resources of this planet, all the animals, everything that we see on this planet serves us, people. To make our lives easier, and to make it easier for us to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the purpose of our existence. So Allah is saying, going back to the first where I started, that the condition of a people will only change when they change themselves. They have to first and foremost come back to their purpose of their lives. Come to the realization of it. I have been created to serve Allah. Above and above everything else, before anything else, I must serve my Creator. I must strive to please Allah. After that, then reforming our actions, our ibadat, our mu'amalat, our business dealings. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah, a great scholar of Islam, he was a scholar of hadith and fiqh. And so he was asked, he authored many different books. So someone asked him once that you have not authored a book on spirituality, how a person is supposed to spiritually discipline himself. You didn't write a book about that. Even though you're obviously very skilled in that area, we could have benefited. And he said, haven't you read my book, Kitabul Buyu'? I wrote a book on the rulings of business transactions. So what he was trying to explain is that if a person disciplines himself in his business transactions, if a person handles his money in the way Allah has commanded him to, and the way the Prophet has shown him to, then that is enough to spiritually discipline a person. That is spiritual discipline. Akhlaq, that how do I behave with people? We have to start reforming ourselves in this regard. And Allah will change our collective condition. Because Allah says in the Quran, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِنَا. That all the corruption and the chaos and the unrest that we see in the entire earth is all a direct result. بِمَا كَسَبَتْ بَالْ السَّبَبِيَّ. It is a direct result of our deeds and our actions. Why? لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. Allah says, so that I can make you taste. بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. Just some of your deeds. The result of somebody. This is not even the full result. The suffering of the Muslims today is a result of, is a taste of what our actions are. The full effect of it, we can only imagine. But Allah says, I do this. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So you learn a lesson, and you change your ways, and you come back to me, and you correct your lives. And at the end of the day, if we do not change our lives, if we do not change the way we are living our lives, if we are not willing to make this change, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا, that if you turn away from what Allah and His Prophet have brought you, if you leave it, you turn away from it, you neglect it, يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ, Allah will replace you with another people. Allah will replace you with another people. Allah doesn't need us. Allah will bring other people. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ, and then they won't be like you. Then they'll be obedient. They'll repent. They will obey Allah. And they'll live a lifestyle pleasing to Him. So the only ones with something to lose, my dear brothers and sisters, is us. We are the only ones with something to lose. And these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, this is a time to initiate that change. We have to start initiating that change. I have to make tawbah. I have to start changing my life. And if everyone takes this upon themselves, we'll see the collective condition of the ummah improving, inshallah. But we have to begin to take those small steps and start working from what I am capable of doing, like we talked about yesterday. So may Allah give us the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard.